The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
To declare what a mighty God we serve. We come to say thank you, dear God. Like the young lady said, we're grateful that we don't look like what we've been through. We also don't look like how you found us. Because while we were yet sinners, you had to come looking for us. Lord, we recognize not everybody was saved in a church meeting. You had to come look for some of us. We are even ashamed to save, but we are thankful right now to be saved. Lord, will you forgive us for our many sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings? We thank you for the strength that you've given us to carry on. And even when we didn't have the strength, we thank you for carrying us on. Now, Lord, while we've come to that time of worship to hear a word from you, it is our hope and it is our prayer that something has been said or done in this place that has been pleasing unto your sight. Our desire, Lord, has been to set up an atmosphere for you to dwell. Because, Lord, our preaching, our singing, our testimony would be in vain if it were not you. We cannot testify of ourselves. It is only what you can do. Only you could save us. And only you truly can keep us. Now, Lord, as I stand in your vessel, be ever so pleased to stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my mouth. As a matter of fact, dear God, hide me that you would be seen, and silence me that you would be heard. For, Lord, you said in your word that my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. I'm grateful to stand as your under-shepherd, but, Lord, you are the great shepherd of us all. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. It is truly in Jesus' name and for Christ's sake that we do pray. All together, we say amen. If you're physically able to stand, I'm going to ask that you please do so. If you're physically able to stand, there are four passages of scripture. I had given them out earlier. I'll give them to you again. The book of Genesis, chapter 28, Psalm 91, Isaiah 26, and then Jude 24. Jude is that New Testament passage. You can look up in your table of contents. That's why they put it in there. Come on, somebody. But if you need some help, Jude is the book right before the book of Revelation. Now, I'm hoping you don't need the contents to know where Revelation is. I'm just saying what I'm saying. But even if you do, God bless you. Genesis 28. Psalm 91, Isaiah 26, and Jude 24. We're reading all of those passages from the King James Version of the Bible. Genesis 28, verse 15 says, "Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." Psalm 91, 11 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." There's something going. I'm going somewhere with this. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." Then in the New Testament, Jude 24, it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." My brothers and my sisters, on this Sunday, October the 20th, 2019, I've stopped by to declare to some and to join in as a witness with some others who can testify that the God we serve, come on somebody, the God we serve, he's a keeper. Come on somebody, hallelujah. Do me a favor. Come on somebody, don't leave me out here by myself. Is there anybody in this house who can say without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve, he's a keeper? Come on and testify to somebody. Say, neighbor, he's a keeper. Say, neighbor, he's a keeper. And if they don't believe you, say, yes, he is. Yeah, he's a keeper. Come on, somebody. He's a keeper. He's been keeping me, and he's keeping me right now. He's a keeper. Sister Deasia, wife, mother, survivor, as I listen to your moving story and testimony, ultimately you were telling us and the world that the God that you serve, he's a keeper. Come on, somebody. Sister Brown, she'll tell you, my God's a keeper. Deacon Ferris will tell you, I know my God is a keeper. Come on, somebody. I know. Listen, this isn't something somebody taught me. I know that my God is a keeper. Come on, somebody. Testify. He's a keeper. Yeah. He's a keeper. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Amen. I believe that everybody in this place can testify that the God that we serve, he's a keeper. As a matter of fact, he's a mighty good keeper. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I could probably stand here another 5 to 7 minutes, Brown, and continue to make that declaration that he's a keeper. Come on, somebody. But remember, we can't leave you here on your emotion. Because at some point, as high as we might get off the ground, at some point we got to come down, and eventually we got to leave here and go home. Come on, somebody. And the desire is that we do not leave here the same way that we came in. Come on, somebody. So there is some substance, amen. There's some substance that the Holy Spirit wants me to share in support of what many of us have come to know as truth for ourselves, not just something that somebody told us, that the God we serve is a keeper. Now, while I read 4 different passages of Scripture, I'm going to ask that you keep your Bible open in Jude, amen. For Jude is the text that I actually want to preach from, amen. Jude is actually the text that I want to preach from. Now the name Jude is the English form of the Hebrew name Judas that literally means praise of the Lord. Can I teach in this house? Jude was written in a time when false teachers were attacking the church. Come on, somebody. Look, I hope you didn't close your Bible. Look how he opens up in his writing. It's not going to be on your screen. It's going to be in your text. Look how he opens up in his writing and see clearly who Jude is writing to. It's right there in verse 1. He says, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Amen. If nothing else, that verse right there tells you that not everybody in the church is saved. Come on, somebody. Because he's writing to the church, but to those specifically in the church, he says, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, come on, somebody, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. But then look what he says. Look at his plea in verse 3. He says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. But then look at his concern, Finley, in verse 4 of the text. He says, for there are certain men, come on somebody, crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. He says, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Brother John, false teachers were attacking the church and they were destroying young Christians with the heresy. And Jude didn't stand for it. Come on, somebody. Amen. He was especially displeased that they were trying to separate killing spiritual matters from behavior. Does that sound familiar? I'll say it again. I said that Jude was coming against foes who were attacking the church, and they were attacking young Christians. Look around. That's why you don't see a whole lot of young Christians in the house of God, because they are under attack. We get them graduated, we get them to college, and they are under attack, and they are told, you don't need all that institutional religion. You don't need to do all of that. Thus saith this, thou and those. No, you don't need to do that. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to worry about how you behave. He was displeased. They were trying to separate spiritual matters from their behavior. They were teaching that the world was so evil that there's no point and it makes no difference how you behave. Felt like you could live any kind of way and be pleased because everything you do is going to be all right again. Does that sound a whole lot like today? But Jude, he starkly disagreed with that mindset. People probably felt like they couldn't even live a good Christian life because of all the evil that was around them. But Jude insisted that it could be done. Why? Because he's able. Christ is able, and he's able to keep you from falling. Holy Spirit has me coming here today to stand tall and to tell somebody, to speak a word to somebody who is struggling and thinking today that today, their tomorrow, the rest of the year, even next year, 2020, will be no different. Might even be talking to somebody else, real talk, who thinks that you can't go on with your Christian walk because sometimes it's hard to do the right thing and easier to do the wrong. Talking to somebody, you feel bound by your circumstances, feel bound by the relational, financial, or spiritual, emotional circumstances. Day after day after day, somebody you resolving to get better, do better, be better. But the devil keeps whispering to you, keeps telling you that things aren't going to change. I don't care what you do. He's saying that even if you try to start doing right, that it's not going to be long before you fall flat on your face and you go right back to doing the old things you used to do. I'm talking to somebody. But I've come to declare, just like Brother Jude, that our God is able. And our God is able to keep you. He is able to keep you from falling. Watch the text, watch the text, watch the text. Because again, just taking a look at the words of the text, that where it says, he says to keep. What does it mean to keep healing? Well, it means to preserve. Come on, somebody. It means to maintain, to watch over, to defend, to take care of, to attend to, to support, to save. Come on, somebody. That's what Jude was simply trying to say when he writes that our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is able to keep you. Yeah. Think about everything you've been through. Think about everything that you might be going through right now. You didn't think or you didn't believe that you were going to make it this far. Amen. Except for the fact that God has and God is keeping you. Amen. But watch the text, because not only is Christ able to keep you, who Jesus, finally the Bible says that he will present you. Can I preach this text? Come on, somebody. It says he will present you. Good God Almighty. In other words, he's going to introduce you formally. Good God Almighty. Jesus, he's going to introduce you formally. He's going to show. He's going to bring to the attention of. Christ wants to present you and me to God the Father. But keep reading, because Jude says, he's going to present you faultless, Pharisee, In other words, he's going to make us presentable. Good God Almighty. The word faultless means without blemish, free from faultiness, free from spot. You see, when Jesus does a job, y'all hear me in here? When Jesus jumps a job, he does it well. Come on, somebody. Christ wants to take the stains out of your life. Why is that important? D.A. said, I heard you. Because we are sometimes, our lives are stained by things that happen that we do ourselves. But sometimes there are stains in our lives that other people have stained us with, and we are still suffering and carrying all of those ugly stains. Some of us are carrying the stain of anger. Some are wearing the stain of fear. Some are carrying the stain of grief. Some are carrying the stain of guilt. Some are wearing the stain of loneliness. Some of you have a stain of rejection. Some have the stain of revenge. I'm talking to somebody. And no matter how hard you've tried to wash that stuff off, no matter how much we try to loof or scrub our lives, no matter how much we try to mask it, no matter how much we try to cover it up, the stain cannot come out. Here's the problem with the stain. Stain makes us look dirty. Stain makes you appear to be damaged. Stain can block your vision, and you can't see things as clearly as you should. But I've got some good news for somebody. Come on, somebody. Because Jesus can get the stain out. Amen. Just give it to Jesus. Jude says, now unto him who is able to keep you from faultless. Watch this. And to present you clean, immaculate, pure, purged, spotless, unadulterated, uncontaminated, unpolluted, unspotted, unstained, washed before the Lord. You know those old songs we used to sing? There is a fountain, come on somebody, filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood. They lose all, come on somebody, their guilty stains. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow to make me white as snow. Nor the fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, if the stain is emotional pain and mental strain, you feel like you're about to lose your mind, I need you to know that God can keep you from falling. Come on, somebody. If the stain is financial disaster and it looks like you're about to lose everything, I'm here to let you know that our God can keep you from falling. Come on, somebody. If the stain is spiritual defeat, and you feel as though you cannot go on living your Christian life any longer, I'm talking to somebody. You need to know that God is able to keep you from falling. If the stain is relational incompatibility and your relationship is heading for the rocks, even if your spouse or your significant other has already said they're ready for a divorce or break up with you, that's all right, my brother and my sister, because God is able to keep you from falling. If the stain, I'm talking to a parent right now, is with your children and you've already lost one and you're worried about the others, Let me tell you that if you trust in Jesus, that Christ is able to keep you from falling. All we have to do is have confidence that whatever has happened in our lives or whatever is happening in your life right now, that Christ will keep you from falling, and he will present you faultless before God the Father. Now listen, Jude wasn't long. I didn't come to be long either. Come on, somebody. But I want you to watch this text as I get ready to close this thing. I want you to watch the text. Watch the text. Watch the text. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Maya, I'm about to break this thing down for you, for me, for everybody. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible says, now, good God Almighty, that's the present. This word suggests that's a sense of urgency, Keeling. Something must take place immediately. Good God Almighty. It must take place right now. But what's the urgency? Well, keep reading. It says, unto him. That's the person. Good God Almighty. Who is the him? He's the creator of the universe. He was the one who was in the beginning before the beginning began. He's the one who took the ball of helium and hydrogen and placed it in the sky. He's the one who sits at the right hand of God. He's the one who came down through 42 generations. He's Mary's baby. He's the one who talked like a scholar at the age of 12. He was the one who was baptized by his cousin at the age of 30. He's the one that walked the earth for 33 and a half years. He's the one who gave his all for you and for me. Let me just say, I'm talking about the one whose name is Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that he is able. You need to know that's his power. Good God Almighty. That he is. That means Jesus, he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And if you don't believe me, read your Bible. Jesus is the one who turned a pitcher of water into priceless wine. He fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He healed men of deadly disease with leprosy. He defied the powers of nature when he spoke to a fierce storm and he said, peace, be still. He turned a cemetery dwelling of a manic into a traveling evangelist. He opened blinded eyes. He unstopped deaf ears. He did all of that yesterday, but you need to know that he is still doing that today. What that tells me is that back then, if God was able to speak to a thing, then my God is able right now. He's still able to perform miracles in your life. He's still able to take insufficiency and turn it into monumental application. He's still able of all manner of diseases. He's still able to speak to your storms and say, peace, be still. He's still able to heal your diseases. He's still able to save from the guttermost. Thank you, Lord. He's still able to do anything but fail. Whatever you need from God today, I'm here to let you know to turn it over to Jesus. But watch the rest of this text. I'm about to walk through this thing. The Bible says he's able to keep you. That's his protection. to keep you from falling. That's to make you perfect. And to present you faultless, that's to make you pure before the presence of his glory. That's his prestige. But with exceeding joy, now that's our pleasure. Good God Almighty, I don't know about you today, but I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to lift up my God. I'm going to bless his holy name. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my water when I'm thirsty. He's my friend when I'm friendless. He's my doctor when I'm sick. He's my bridge over troubled waters. I told you he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But I don't need a yesterday. I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm going to thank God for what is already done. Hallelujah. Because he said, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all thy ways. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Jesus, because he trusteth in thee. And then he says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, be with exceeding joy. Somebody say hallelujah in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to thinking. I said, when I think about the love of Jesus, I said, it reaches to the and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh yeah, the blood that gives me strength. Woo, Jesus. From day today, it will never lose. Woo, Jesus is power. I don't care who you are. Woo. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Woo. And I don't care how low you go, it flows to the lowest valley. Oh yeah, the blood that gives me strength. Woo, Jesus. From day to day, it will never lose. Come on, somebody. Woo! It will. No, 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 no. Woo! It will. It will never. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.